want to...
A church is not a church unless Jesus is the head.
That's right.
And there's a lot of churches, quote, out there. But unless we give God the glory, unless we honor Him and make Him and submit to Him, make Him the head and submit to Him, we're not really the body of Christ. A body doesn't function well without a head. The word glory in the Hebrew is kabod, and in the Greek it's doxa, and we get the word doxology from the Greek word, which means a final prayer to give glory or honor to the Lord. The word kabod in Hebrew means a weight, to be weighty, to be heavy. And there's a sense, if you've ever gone into a room where there's an electrical field and you feel that in the air, that's the kind of experience when God comes near and people fall on the ground or people bow down. In the Bible, you find sometimes angels appear to people and they bow down and they have great anxiety, or they just lose their strength or whatever, and the angel says, "Fear not." But it means the manifestation of God, His nearness. Now, God is everywhere all the time. We know that. But there's times He comes near and you sense Him and you feel Him in your spirit, or sometimes even in your physical way. So it means a weight or a heaviness, not a heaviness in a negative way, although the word glory is used sometimes that way of people that seek their own glory. It's the wrong kind of weight that they're trying to put on themselves. But it's divine presence. It's God with us, God being near. And it also means honor, fame, greatness, wealth, power. But it means God settling into us and dwelling among us. And so I'm not going to look up all these scriptures, but I'm going to reference them. But the children of Israel, when they first Moses experienced the Lord of the burning bush, and he sensed the presence of the Lord, a bush that was burning and didn't burn up, and he goes there and God talks to him, that brightness. And then Moses experienced the plagues. And on Passover night, all the Israelites that were obedient, that had the Passover blood lamb on their doorposts, they had light in their dwelling all night. And that was the glory of the Lord. That was a manifestation of the nearness of God for protection as the angel of death went through Egypt. And so there's symbols in the Old Testament of the glory of God, and one is a cloud, another is fire, another is brightness, another is light. We know that when they went to the Red Sea and the Egyptian army was now chasing them, that the glory of the Lord, the cloud of the Lord, went between the Egyptians and the Israelites while the Red Sea opened up, and the glory of the Lord protected them and kept the enemy at bay. Also on Mount Sinai, the mountain burned with fire on top, and that was the glory, it says, of the Lord up there. Interesting thing, in the first scripture you can write down is Exodus 33:18-23. And this is where Moses is with God. And you know, Moses had a hunger. We sang it tonight, "I want more of you." He had seen him at the burning bush. He'd seen his actions to the plagues. He'd up in the cloud with the pillar and the fire and everything on the mountain. But he said this to the Lord, "Lord, I want to see more of you. I want to see your glory." And the Lord accommodated himself to Moses, says, "You can't see me or you'll be crispy. You know, you'd die. But what I can do is I can go by. I'll put you in this rock, put my hand over you, so you just see a glimpse and you can see my back as I go by." And just seeing the Lord's back was enough for Moses' face to begin to shine. And it shone, as far as we know, for years. And he had to put a veil over his face because people were uncomfortable looking at him when his face shone. But he wanted to see God face to face. And I think that's an illustrative of us, that no matter how much we experience of God, there's always more. Right. And there's more. And there's a place where we can become a reflection or a vessel of the glory of God, where we shine in that. So the cloud, the fire. Exodus 33:18 is that scripture. Exodus 40:34, when they set up the tabernacle, it says that the cloud and fire came from heaven, and the fire came to the altar, and it says the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And so that same glory that Moses saw in Israel, they saw, it came and actually began to dwell among them. And as it dwelt in their tabernacle, that pillar of fire led them and the cloud led them on their journeys and their travels. It's being called being led by the Spirit. And the same thing happened when Solomon set up the temple in 2 Chronicles 7:1. And when it was all set up, fire came from heaven. The glory of the Lord sanctified or set apart that effort and the temple. In Ezekiel, and I won't go there, but Ezekiel 1 through 11, there's a great study there. Ezekiel sees in a vision the glory of the Lord, and he describes it. And it's a very good description, but read that for yourself. But he sees that glory in the temple. And then, as he goes up through the chapters, that glory goes from the temple to the threshold. And from the threshold, it goes to the gate. And from the gate, it goes to a mountain in the city. And after that, it just goes away. And the lesson we can learn from that is that the glory of the Lord, when it's upon us, God doesn't leave us all of a sudden. There's stages. And as he withdraws his presence, if we don't notice, he takes a step away too. And if we change our focus, as they did in Ezekiel, began to worship false gods and do other things, the glory took a step away and a step away and a step away until finally it was gone. And we need to be alert to the glory or the presence of the Lord. If we don't keep in communication and contact with the Lord, he can slowly begin to move away from us if we don't entertain it. It's like the two on the road to Emmaus, that Jesus walked with them, their hearts burned, but he made as if he would go on. And they said, no, stay with us. Stay with us. And it was there when they sat down to eat and he broke bread that they saw his glory, but then he disappeared and they went back to Jerusalem to find him. And so we will always want to be in pursuit of the presence of the Lord. Isaiah 4:5 talks about how that God wants his fiery presence over every assembly of his. And I believe every church needs to have the fire, the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the cloud, whatever you want to call it. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we see that fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when the church was assembled and 10 days of prayer and waiting on the Lord. Then the Holy Spirit came and the house was filled with his glory. And the fire, tongues of fire came from heaven. They spoke with the different languages. They had boldness. They spilled out in the street and preached, and 3,000 people got saved. That's the kind of results that God wants to see from his glory. Amen. His people, more people coming to him, not just for us to have a good time. God wants us to be joyful and rejoice in him, but the glory has a purpose in every way. In John 1:14, John writes about Jesus coming. It says, the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. What did they see in Jesus that was glory? They saw his miracles. They heard his teachings. Some of them were there on the Mount of Transfiguration. Some of them heard voices from heaven. Some of them heard, but they all saw the resurrection, except for Judas. They all saw the glory of the Lord when he, after a dark time, and he was, as Jeannie was reminding me today, it seemed like the death of a vision, and everything that was promised seemed to go away. But 3 days later, Jesus came back. And he came in his glory, a full resurrection, so much so that they hardly recognized him because of his countenance. And he was full of glory. And he stayed with them for 40 days before he ascended on high. And when he ascended there in Acts chapter 1, it says a cloud received him out of their sight. That was the glory of the Lord, the glory cloud coming to escort him back up to the right hand of the Father. And Jesus said in Mark, end of Mark, I don't know if I wrote it down. Yeah, Mark 13:26, that he will come again with a cloud. His glory cloud will appear in the sky when he comes again. And this glory is what we want in our church all the time. We want to behold his glory. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says that we all with open face can behold his glory. And our goal is to see Jesus. And some of you might see him face to face, but the face to face means a close, near contact, a manifest presence of the Lord, his glory being manifest in us. And one thing that helps the church is when every individual member seeks the Lord. Amen. And desires and hungers for the things of the Lord. And then the church comes together. We want his glory to be upon us and among us and in us, through us. We want that weight of his honor and dominion and his kingdom. We want that weight of the sense of holiness and the grace of God and the power that comes from God being manifest in and through us. We want that in the church. And I believe that God, as He increases His glory upon us, more of you will have dreams, more of you will have visions, more of you will have encounters with the Lord that will be life-changing or life-enriching. And I believe that even in the days ahead, churches that are true to the Lord will have messengers appear in their presence and give them what they need to know, whether it's protection or instruction or whatever. I believe the glory of the Lord can increase as the waters fill the seas, one of the scriptures. And as we draw near to the Lord, He draws near to us. That's a promise. But if we keep Him arm's length, He keeps us at distance. And the key is in prayer, we draw near to the Lord. Because we want His glory upon us. Amen. Adam. Oh, I'm supposed to pray. Lord Jesus. Lord, we just invite You to be here with us.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask that You'd manifest Your presence, Your glory. We need it, Lord, not only in times of worship, but times of gatherings, but we need it to abide over us and our families and our households.
Amen.
Lord, our neighborhoods and our cities. We need the glory of God. Lord, and even in this nation, as You have withdrawn Yourself, as people have ignored You, Lord, we just pray there'd be a call upon our nation to come back
Amen.
To the nearness and to the glory of God. As the original founders and the pilgrims declared that this nation would be for the glory of God. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So good. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.